Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Charlie Pierce has the lead. Peter, he has 5 points. Paul Provenza has 2. Kerry O'Connor has none.
None.
None. Oh.
None. All right, Kerry. You are in third place, clearly, so you go
Joe
first.
Joe Lieberman's fault.
Here we go, Kerry. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. According to a Pentagon transcript, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed admitted to, quote, planning A to Z, the attacks on blank.
The World Trade Center.
Right, 9/11. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Peter Pace refused to apologize for calling blank immoral.
Homosexuality.
Right. A federal appeals court ruled Wednesday that a California woman with cancer could be prosecuted for using blank.
Marijuana.
Right. To increase its influence, California this week moved its presidential blank to early February.
Primary.
Yes. An anti-war group camping out in front of Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home said their protest went really well until blank.
She came home?
No, the sprinklers turned on. Brad Delp, the longtime lead singer of blank, killed himself this week.
Boston.
Right. Blank arrived in Vietnam this week to adopt a 3-year-old boy.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, she's insatiable. A Chinese company will not be allowed to name its new blank after a government official who's under investigation for corruption.
It's a new car?
No, it's new rat poison.
Ooh.
The poison and pesticide company won't be able to use the former state food and drug director's name for their new rat poison because, quote, it is against China's trademark laws to use a name that has adverse effects on society as a trademark. Whatever that means. So that means no Duke Cunningham brand Ipecac on the horizon or something like that. Carl, how did Kerry do in our quiz?
Kerry had 6 correct answers for 12 points, so Kerry now has the lead.
Okay, Paul, you're up next. Fill in the blank.
All right.
The U.S. and 5 other nations agreed to new sanctions on blank for refusing to suspend its nuclear program.
Iran.
Right. Army Surgeon General Kevin Kiley stepped down over the continuing controversy about blank.
Gays in the military?
No, Walter Reed.
Walter Reed.
Yes. A judge dismissed the criminal charges against Patricia Dunn, the former chairman of blank.
Hewlett-Packard.
Right. Las Vegas' famous blank casino hotel was imploded on Tuesday.
The Stardust.
Right. Rescuers in Britain were able to free a hamster trapped in a kitchen pipe by blanking.
Oh, I can't go there, can I? a kitchen pipe by blowing it out, blowing.
No, they sucked him out with a vacuum cleaner. A member of the Navajo Nation in Arizona is the latest person to say that he is the father of blank's baby.
Anna Nicole Smith.
Yes. Law and Order actor and former Tennessee Senator Blank announced he's considering a presidential run next year. Say something, Paul.
I'm going to go with Norman Fell.
No. Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson.
Police had to rescue a 91-year-old German man after he accidentally blanked.
Glued himself to his roof.
You are correct, sir. Well done.
I believe I should get extra credit for knowing that one.
Yeah. No, he was retarring his roof, and he took a wrong step, and he slipped. A police spokesman said, quote, when we got there, he was like a beetle on its back, with his arms and legs sprawled out and completely glued to the roof.
91-year-old men check in, but they don't check out.
Of course, with that kind of problem, you have to remove the whole roof and throw it in the trash. I mean, after they stopped laughing, they got them off. Carl, how did Paul Provenza do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 12 points, and he has tied Kerry for the lead.
Woohoo! Woohoo! How many, then, does Charlie need to win the game?
4 correct answers.
Oh, my gosh. That's not a lot, Charlie. But who knows?
We'll see. Sometimes it can be, you know.
Here we go, Charlie.
A vast problem.
Fill in the blank. Because its business has shifted to the Middle East, blank is moving its corporate headquarters from Houston to Dubai.
Halliburton.
Right. Viacom filed a $1 billion lawsuit against Google over video clips appearing on the website blank.
YouTube.
Right. For the first time since suffering a brain hemorrhage, Senator Blank released a statement and photos of himself.
Tim Johnson.
Right. Yes. The FDA ordered the makers of blanks to print labels warning users of strange side effects like sleep driving.
Ambien, that sort of
thing. Yeah, sleeping pills. Yeah. Very good. Police in Idaho who call the automated phone directory of state lawmakers instead hear blank.
Heavy breathing.
No, a voice asking, Hi there. If today were the last day of your life, would you be ready to meet God? That's a religious line. Because it has a power plant and a donut factory, Springfield, Illinois says it has the inside track over other Springfields to host the premiere of the Blank movie.
The Simpsons movie.
Right. The star of Hollywood musicals like Annie Get Your Gun, Blank, died at age 86.
All I can think of is Tippi Hedren.
No, it was Betty Hutton.
Oh.
Also, star of Miracle of Morgan's Creek. A group of fire ants in Malaysia perhaps were thinking self-preservation when they chose to infest a blank.
The prime minister's bathing suit.
No, a Buddhist temple. Buddhists, of course, can't kill any living thing. Not even the poisonous, stinging red ants that have infested the temple in Kuala Lumpur for more than a year. The Buddhists have learned, much to their regret, that trying to flick them off or blow them off just makes them angry. Also, vacuuming up the ants and releasing them in the forest didn't work either. They have appealed to Buddha for a just-in-the-bathroom waiver, but no response yet. Carl, did Charlie do well enough to win?
He needed at least 4 correct answers to win. Charlie had 5 correct answers. So with 15 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.